This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of conversation. Let us all get together on our knees, on our knees. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of December. Happy Chanukah. I don't know how you spell it. Festival of Lights being celebrated by all the Jews here and around the world, commemorating the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem, the second temple, when the Maccabeans revolted, 2nd century BCE. I know what BC means. What does BCE mean? Before Christ entered?
Ever.
This is more emphatic than before
yes,
Christ.
It's emphatic. There's Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to bring sunshine into our ears, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to say hi to Cindy Busby of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who has acknowledged a connection. She likes this program. Good for her. We're happy about that. Okay, so let's get to the situation that happened yesterday. Still buzz around the terrorist attack in New York. Guy wearing a homemade pipe bomb detonates his explosive in the walkway going up to the Port Authority bus terminal near Times Square on 41st Street. Pretty much anybody and everybody who's been to New York knows where that is. It's probably one of the busiest bus stations in the world. Hundreds of buses every hour in and out of there. So the fellow, I'm not quite sure how they stopped him, though. What do we know? His name is Akide Yula, 27 years old. He is upset because of what we're doing in Israel or what the Israelis are doing in Gaza. But he's a Bangladeshi, so he lives in Brooklyn. What is that? Some of these people are nuts. I guess most of them are nuts.
Some of them.
They
all
made a bomb at his work. He had a job at an electrical company or something,
yeah.
And that's where he made the bomb. And I think it was very crude, using like Christmas lights and just all kinds of weird material.
That's probably why it detonated before it was supposed to, which thank God that it did. But yeah, that's how they stopped him. It went off. They didn't stop him before it happened. It went off before it was supposed to. And there's video of it going off. He's in a busy hallway, lots of people walking by. But I think it was only strong enough to do anything to him and I guess the few people who were right around him.
Yeah.
I love inept terrorists.
Inept terrorists, yes, right. What were you saying,
Jeff? I was reading a report that it blew up his...
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. All I heard was that there were lacerations. Lacerations on his abdomen and things like that. That's all I heard. But they interviewed him. They got the whole story. He seemed to give it up pretty freely. So
once again, someone of, in this case, he's a Bangladeshi. Bangladesh, usually people there in that country doesn't have an issue with many people or much of anything. I remember Bangladesh. Nobody knew where Bangladesh was till the Beatles showed up.
Well, he was inspired by ISIS. We've heard this story 1,000 times before, where he learned how to make a bomb online I'm not sure why the recipe is still there. I mean, it's like a cookie almost. People are looking and finding.
Down?
Yeah, why don't we take that kind of stuff down? I think Facebook and Twitter are looking for fake news. They're trying to identify fake news stories. Well, if we want to start looking at things that should be taken off of line, maybe there has to be something that can find out.
They are doing that. YouTube is doing
how
that.
How to pull that stuff off?
Yeah, we just did a story last week in Texas.
YouTube actually does a good job.
Yeah, they've removed 150,000 extremist-type videos already, and YouTube hired 10,000 more people to do just that.
So how do they decide, Victoria? How do they look at something and decide, okay, this needs to be yanked? Do you know how they do that?
That's what I was saying. They have human beings now that are sifting through all that.
I understand. What's the criteria, though? For
if it's an extremist video of how to build a bomb, they're taking it down.
Okay, but there are a lot of other crazy videos. They don't need 10,000 people to take down extremist videos to tell you how to build a bomb.
But it's not just extremist videos. They're taking down, they have these new people because they're taking down bullying things. They're taking down pedophilia videos, like all the sponsors.
That's what I wanted to know. How far and wide does this go? Sounds very responsible in a sense, doesn't it? Isn't that what we now want or almost expect from these people running these various large sites, that they should be protective of the good users of their services? Is that sort of the spirit in which it's meant?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
There's a whole other part of the internet, and this is where I plead total ignorance, and that's the dark web. I don't know how people get there. I'm probably kind of glad I don't know.
Bitcoin.
But Bitcoin?
Yeah, he's Bitcoin on the dark web.
Okay.
Right, don't you?
Is that you just put it in the meter? You just put the Bitcoin in the meter and you get on the dark web?
I'm still trying to find out or figure out what the heck Bitcoin is and why so many people are buying it and how it's being used.
It's a new currency.
Well, yeah, but where does it come from? What's its value? Where do you get
that's what's so brilliant about it, is that the people who've made a ton of money off of it really set the value, and then it's based on if people are buying it or not.
It's just a market value that they're setting themselves, yeah.
Well, is it like... market value, it's like buying, I hate.
Well, it's like eBay. You can set your own price and worth for something. If people start buying it, then it becomes suddenly worth that.
It's like radio advertising. It's up in the air. It's not anything you can you can hear it, but at least with us, you can hear it. But with Bitcoin, I don't know what you use it for. I can't go buy a car with it. You can't go buy...
Sure you can. If somebody takes Bitcoin, you could buy a car with it.
Yeah, can't you buy a Tesla?
And then what do they do with it?
You can buy a Tesla with them.
So what did they do with it when they get... So what's his face do with the Bitcoin when he gets it?
It goes into his Bitcoin account.
Duh.
And then
he can buy other things that accept Bitcoin. It's not really that complicated.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still don't know how my comment about the dark web went to Bitcoin.
Just because I thought the two went together. You know me, how I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, so this
I do.
Will set back the hiring of people with Muslim-sounding names a week or two, a month or two, or longer. People will stay away from hiring people who have these kind of names. Not because that's an intelligent decision, but it's because people are afraid. There's so much fear that is permeating our society for all kinds of things. Even the simplest of... I was looking at a... the rules that came down from one of the large radio companies about what to do if you're having a holiday party. This is from corporate. Corporate says that any management...
Kill the mistletoe.
and schnapps and... the crimping of holiday party plans is replete with all kinds of rules... Parties are different. Annual holiday lunches are different. Taking people to the country club is different. Santa Claus, don't expect any kids to be sitting on Santa's lap this year. And so it goes into the core of the celebration. Does it need to? Maybe. Is there something that has gone on? Even the secret Santa gift exchanges, you're going to get what do they call it? Unisex gifts? Nothing. If I were to draw Jennifer's name out of a hat to give her a Christmas present, I would be very foolish if I had just been working with her for a while to give her some kind of a sex toy or anything that was suggested.
Okay, Matt Lauer.
No, you know what I'm saying. The rules have changed across the board for holiday parties.
Some Here's the rule. Unless you're going to a bachelor or bachelorette party, you may just want to leave the sex toy by.
Yeah, I would just leave that up to the individual to buy for themselves. That seems like a good rule
but
of thumb.
That is a good rule of thumb, but not everybody has that much common sense, Kara. That's the difference.
So you know, speaking about office parties, yeah. I showed Jeff. He had never seen Love Actually, which is one of my favorite movies.
Jeff is the fiancé, Jennifer.
That's right. And he loves Christmas movies. He loves holiday movies. And I said, oh, of course you've seen Love Actually. He goes, no, I haven't seen that. So right, I made him watch it.
I'd call off the engagement.
Right.
That's like, how does he love Christmas movies? That is like the biggest Christmas movie.
It's
Come
so
on,
great.
Jeff.
So I made him watch it this weekend, and one of the big scenes in it is when the boss at that company, whatever company it was, has this big, huge rager in the middle of their office, and there's alcohol, and people are dancing, and they have a DJ, and I thought to myself, wow, this actually ages the movie more than anything else.
Yep.
This would never happen today.
Yeah. Look around at the news, even in the last 24 hours, a bunch of radio guys have gotten fired. Yeah. Ashcroft, who did that show on PBS out of Boston on 300 State, he's gone. See you later.
What about the big guy?
Which big guy?
Norm Pattis is being pressured by the governor of the state of California to step down because of the allegations against him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he's a big broadcast mogul, if you don't know who Norm Pattis is.
He runs Podcast One. He started Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
That honestly, doesn't surprise me. That's one thing I hadn't heard. I was looking at the story of Josh Duclos, who is on the air in Wisconsin. He admitted yesterday on the air to past sexual improprieties, and so he gets bounced.
Larry King has some against him now.
Larry King has some. Oh, that doesn't surprise me. There's Steve Edwards, who I used to work with at KBC, who was the...
I don't know if his is a sexual allegation thing. He just left. He left
I'm
Fox.
Looking at, it says, because of allegations of sexual harassment.
No.
KTTV is a Fox-owned station in L.A. He's been there for 22 years. I remember he went over there when I was at KABC. Left KABC to go over there.
It's too much. And then don't forget the latest journalist, one of the biggest ones.
Is Jillian Barbary, wasn't that?
Barbary?
She's the one. Barbary, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who took a shot at her. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
It's just a lot. And then the latest from the journalism world is Ryan Lizza. And the reason that you might know Ryan Lizza is remember the week of glory with the mooch, Anthony Scaramucci?
Uh-huh.
He's the one that took the mooch down by releasing that phone call that Anthony Scaramucci made calling Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon, all those crazy names.
Yeah.
So now Ryan Lizza is out. It's never ending. Larry King.
Larry, there's no surprise in Larry King. Come on.
But who's going to be left?
I'm going to be left.
Nobody left.
Anyway, Michael Harrison says I'm going to be the last man standing. It's okay. Where do we go from here, though, is the question. I know where I'm going. I was watching. Is it really true that Linda from MyPillow is running against... he's going to run for the Senate in Minnesota?
He hasn't announced it, but people are pressuring him to run for that seat. There'll be time, because Al Franken's term is not officially up for 2 years, so the governor will... If Al Franken really does step down, then the governor will appoint someone. He did, but I think he's waiting to see if Roy Moore wins, because he's resigning at a later date. So he's not really out yet, and I think what will happen then is the governor will probably appoint the lieutenant governor in the state to take his place, and then it'll be a two-year term until they can, or maybe they'll do a special election after that.
Mm-hmm. So, and have you noticed in the TV commercials, Mike Linder always is wearing, you can see his cross.
Lindell, by the way.
What'd I say?
Linder.
Lindell is correct, yeah. He's the inventor of my pillow. All right, so let's not focus on him. Let's focus on you getting free pillows. Free, this is all, the commercial only has to basically connect to you the fact that you can buy MyPillows, two of them for the price of one, right now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. If you haven't heard this story yet, take advantage of it right now. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, a free pillow your way.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fans, please indicate their fanship by saying aye.
15 years old.
Aye. I just wanted to check, make sure he was still on solid ground here. Ed says he's going to celebrate the holidays with his fans, spreading holiday cheer Friday on his trip to New York before taking the stage at the Jingle Ball at Madison Square Garden. He decorated Ginger Ed cookies with 30 special fans hand selected by Spotify. How'd they do that? Spotify is one of these prescription good day. One of these prescription. No, it isn't prescription.
It's subscription.
Subscription. Them too.
Words are so hard.
Yes, they are, especially when you talk for a living. So it was done in conjunction with Dominique Ancel, who's a big pastry chef. First showed everybody how to make their cookies, and then Sharon joined his Cheerios to decorate, interacting with the fans by taking pictures, signing aprons, that sort of thing. So Jingle Ball is the celebration. He performed his Divide hits Castle on the Hill and Perfect. As well as Thinking Out Loud. This is perfect, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I remember this. I actually quite like this. He's like a weird-looking dude, though.
Well, that's why he has Ginger Ed cookies instead of gingerbread, which I thought was really funny.
Get it?
So what was the faux pas with Prince Charles last week? I know he went to Buckingham Palace and met or got something from, got some kind of an award or a knighthood or something. But what the, I saw something out of the corner of my eye and I didn't actually have a chance to read it. Some faux pas that he did or committed with Prince Charles? Yes, no?
I didn't hear anything about that. I don't know.
Sure. Well, as far as Kara's concerned, he's perfect, so he probably really didn't make a mistake.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did something silly, but I didn't hear anything, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to do silly things around Prince Charles because he's such a stuffed shirt, or at least appears to be. Calvin Harris now in our musical focus. This portion of every hour is devoted to music news. DJ Calvin under pressure to remix the Spice Girls classic. What's it called? To become one.
Oh, yeah.
So he told another DJ he'd do it if same-sex marriage was legalized in Australia. And yesterday, same-sex marriage was legalized in Australia.
Okay. Let's get to it.
Why? What's one got to do with the other?
Well,
I don't get.
Continue reading and you'll
It's amazing. It's in the story.
Well, but I was asking you, see, I was trying to bring you in. I was trying to envelop you and have you tell the story, Victoria. Yes, I knew.
Well, that was a terrible setup then, if that's what you were doing.
Really? Now I'm getting graded by my co-host. There you go. All right, so anyway.
Well, there was another, he was in Australia, he was at a DJ show, he and another fellow DJ, Philip Odzak, hung out with him, and they were starting to talk about wedding songs, because they're DJs, and apparently Calvin Harris didn't know that it was not legal for gay marriage in Australia at the time, for two people to get married who, if they're gay. He was shocked by that, and so this other DJ, Philip, said, hey, well, I'm gay, and so as soon as it's legalized, you should remix Spice Girls to Become One, because that's my favorite song, and they shook on it apparently. So now that it is legal, it's becoming a big thing. And Emma Bunton, who is Baby Spice, has gotten on board and said that she would absolutely love it. It's her favorite song, and it's 25 years since the song has been released, so it would kind of all come
25
full
years.
Circle. Yeah, 21.
I'm so
21
glad
years.
You told that story, Victoria, so well. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
What you do with the in-between. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a long time ago, a young man's teacher was looking through a pile of bones. The young man inquired about what the heck he was doing. The teacher, in earnest, replied, I'm looking for the bones of the king, but I can't seem to distinguish his bones from the bones of his slaves. Wow. Now, that's a powerful lesson to teach a student. And it's true, too. We are all born and we all die. But what we do with the in-between, well, that is up to us. Anyway, it was on that day that the teacher, Diogenes, taught young Alexander the Great to be mindful that all people are made of the same stuff. And what they do with the time between birth and death is up to them. For support with your time in between, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We'll be right back.
34 after the hour on the Tuesday, December 12th DJV program. Don't forget to avail yourself of our podcast at djvshow.com every week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen. Do I go too quickly? People can remember that, right? At Doug Steffen. The People News today. Mario Batali is hitting the road. I suppose I should have included him in the list we did in the last half hour of today's victims, but I don't even know if victim isn't the right word. Today's cretins. Mario Batali, sexual misconduct, four women. So he's the big, he was working with other chefs. This stuff goes back, what, 10 years or more? Looks like three women who work for him at various restaurants that he owned. He grabbed their breasts at parties, groped another woman. The third woman told a story about Batali grabbing her from behind and holding her tightly against him. Isn't he a big, fat guy?
Yeah, larger guy.
Yeah, how does it feel to do that?
He's just always looked creepy to me. Yeah. I know it's.
Can you tell a book by its cover?
I don't know, but in this case, I'm not surprised. Right. But you know, it's interesting because a lot of other chefs.
He's on The Chew too, that TV show that's on.
Not anymore.
CBS.
But,
right. He was on The Chew.
Yeah, but other chefs like Anthony Bourdain and Tom Colicchio both came out yesterday talking about how they're not surprised and that this is a cultural thing amongst male chefs and that this is a wake up call to the restaurant industry.
That's what my dad was saying too, that a lot of chefs consider the kitchen like their kingdom and their domain, and that everybody sort of needs to do what they tell them to do, and that this is just a very well-kept secret in the restaurant business.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe this is a more obvious thing, but I also hadn't realized one of my aunts who I visited in Chicago over the summer used to be a chef in the restaurant industry, and was talking about how drugs are a very, very big problem in the restaurant industry because people work weird hours, and they're on their feet all day, and they're tired, and they just, like, party and do a lot of drugs.
And a ton of drinking.
Yeah, which I'm sure does not help the environment at all.
All right.
Jesus. But he's walking away from a very large empire, lots of restaurants, pasta sauces, all kinds of stuff.
Does he still own them, just not run them?
I don't know.
Renee Zellweger denouncing allegations that she had inappropriate encounters with Harvey Weinstein in order to move her career along. Class action lawsuit. Six unnamed women filing against Weinstein, alleging that Zellweger and Charlize Theron ascended professionally because they performed sexual favors for Weinstein. So here Renee Zellweger says, if Harvey said that, he's full of... Whoops, can't say that on the air. Anyway, so what do we believe here, ladies? 60 or more women have accused Weinstein of misconduct. Is it likely that some women would have just gone along and said, okay, make sure if I do this, you do this for me? Not unheard of.
No.
Right?
I don't know what you mean by that, but...
I don't know what I mean by what? But you do this for me and I'll do that for you? Hello?
You mean to Weinstein or with each other?
Because
it was unclear.
No, I'm not suggesting Zellweger and Theron got it on. I'm suggesting that they both at separate times had some doo-doo time with Weinstein in order to move their careers up on the ladder another notch or two, another rung or two.
I don't think these two specifically would, because these two are pretty feisty just from everything I've ever seen. But
that's
other women,
these
certainly,
people
I'm
claim.
Sure.
These are the people who are... filing the suit against Harvey Weinstein suggested that the reason Zellweger and Charlize Theron are not on with the 60-odd are because they played along. That's what I'm reading between the lines. Yes, no?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird situation.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about Meghan Markle And
when does it end, I think, is the
what,
is the
Meghan Markle
question.
Or the
no,
sex
she's,
stuff?
No, she's around for a while, but the sex stuff, is it ever going to slow down? Are people going to have fatigue about these stories?
Yeah, I think there already is some fatigue, especially at Christmas time. People don't want to hear this stuff. Let's keep moving. Let's get away from it. Meghan Markle and her mother apparently are very close. And mother's very excited about all this. Fact that Meghan, there's probably little that Meghan Markle does that doesn't go into some column someplace, into some, there's a catch-all for Meghan Markle stories, including the story that when she put her house on the market for $895,000 in Toronto, as soon as it became known, that was a quiet sale, as soon as it became known she was engaged to the prince, the price went to 1.4.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Really good for the market when you're about to become a princess.
Right. Okay, let's see. $895, nah, that's too cheap. I'm marrying the prince. Let's get $1.4 million out
of this. That's what
name.
It says on the flyer before it even says anything right. About the bedrooms or the bathroom.
Come see the Princess Tabee's house and buy a one-of-a-kind deal. So there you go. The NBA.
Her neighbors love this.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's great for the neighborhood. Sure. The L.A. Lakers, in the form of Brooke Lopez. What's the story here, Jennifer?
Oh, the L.A. Lakers. They have been losing up a storm, but there is some news in the sports world. Apparently, Brooke Lopez.
It's kind of a nice story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. L.A. Laker Brooke Lopez arranged for a car service to evacuate his 10-year-old cat, Poopin.
Poupon. No, this is Poupon.
From his Bel Air Crest home, we've had a lot of fires in Southern California, and the Skirball fire was one of the smaller fires, but it devastated a lot of the passageway between the west side of Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley. So Brooke Lopez wanted to get his cat out of his Skirball area home, and he wanted to take Poopin to his mother's house in Fresno. He traveled with his cat to the team's facility, and then he said, I got a car service for my cat who transported Poopin, riding inside a carrier, of course, to Fresno. Not factoring in the first stop, the trek from Bel Air to Fresno spans about 200 miles and 3 hours. He got there safely. He got to his mom's house. He said it was a bad day for him because he probably didn't know what was going on, why he was in the carrier. Then he had to go to the vet when he was in Fresno right away to get a shot. As the Lakers went on a 4-game road trip, Lopez thought it would be a little safer. He received word that his neighborhood was evacuated shortly after the team's flight had left Los Angeles, so he got Poopin out just in time. Thought it was a safer spot for Poopin to go hang with his mother. It's cute.
Very nice.
And your cat Buddy was kind of not really digging the carrier too, right?
Buddy is we've learned Buddy is not a traveler. She's not a big fan of leaving her home.
Really?
I think I just need to practice with her because I realize she's about 10 years old now, and I realize really she's a pretty healthy cat. She's been to the vet maybe 3 times, I think, at the most. So she's just not used to going into that little carrier and having to go for a ride. And
then she had a playmate that she had to share space with. And
she had another cat.
Poor
at
Buddy.
Yeah. All right, not Victoria, happy. What's the latest on the Ball brothers, the Ball brothers?
Ooh.
LeVar Ball, yes. His younger sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo, Jello and Mello is what they're called.
Good
they are
God.
Headed to Europe. Yep. The former Chino Hills High School stars have signed 1-year deals with the a Lithuanian team, and they will report to the club in January. LiAngelo just dropped out of UCLA after his suspension due to the shoplifting in China prevented him from playing on the team. So, of course, LeVar Ball pulled him from UCLA. LaMelo Ball, who's still in high school, is not currently expected to be granted eligibility after graduating high school because he has a sneaker line that he's making money off of, and of course that violates NCAA rules on amateurism. So LaMelo is actually considered, he's probably the best in the family. He's actually considered one of the top prep guards in the country. He's currently ranked 15th overall for the entire class of 2019. But LaMelo has, he's also been in and out of high school because his father can't get along with the coaches. So now they're all heading to Europe, and hopefully we won't have to hear much more of LeVar Ball. That's my hope.
To China.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Slow boat to China. All right, here's an example of clickbait. You ready?
Ready.
I'm looking around on my various sites, and I see Kelly Ripa reveals the truth about Regis Philbin. So what do I think?
Click.
Right. I figure, okay, this is. I hope Regis isn't going down, but Kelly's got the secret. Turns out the secret is that Regis wouldn't talk about anything off the air that had anything to do with what they were going to do on the air. He always said, save it for the air, save it for the air, which is a not bad idea. I think I've said that once or twice myself. So then the story, she talks about how much different it is working with Ryan Seacrest, who wants to be ready for everything. Reg said, don't talk to me before we go on the air. I thought that was... But you look at the story, the headline, Kelly Ripa reveals all about Regis Philbin. Okay, Reg. By the way, he's still doing so. I saw a promo for him doing something on TV last night. I'm trying to remember where it was. That was what caught my eye. I was thinking, oh, no, not Reg. I don't want to know anything
bad. Do people call him that a lot, or is that just like a friendly term that you have for him?
No, that's what people call
him. Reg.
That's what she called him all the time.
Yeah.
They were very close. But don't talk about anything that's going on the air. That's it. Don't talk about it. Anyway. Do you like that little insight, ladies? Round of applause for me and my insight, yes or no?
I like Regis. Yes. I hope he is still doing stuff.
Right.
I saw him about a year ago. He looks great.
Yeah, he does. He's, what is he, 83, 84, something like that now. Good for him. Let's keep it going. He's an inspiration for people like me.
I actually thought it would have been fun if he had joined, the gang of the older guys that's on that NBC show that's so fun with Henry Winkler and...
Oh, Better Off Dead.
Yeah, and Shatner. If Regis joined that, too, that would be hilarious.
That starts this week.
It does?
Yeah, if you want to set your DVR. I think it starts tomorrow, Wednesday. They have
what's it called, the old guys? What's the show called?
Isn't it Better Off Dead or... Better Off...
Something about Never Too Late or... Better Late Than Never?
Better Late Than Never.
Yeah. I think they're doing a preview this week, and then I think it's coming back in the spring.
No, it really is. It's starting this week.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. I set my DVR. Yeah.
So he and Shatner
Better
are the
Late
same
Than
age.
Never. That's right. There we
aren't
go.
They, he and Shatner are about the same age, I think.
Shatner, I think, is 86.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's the man. I tell you something.
He doesn't look it.
Even though he's overweight, he looks great. And he's got so much
mental
energy.
He's all about your mental state. He doesn't want to get old. He doesn't want to stop. He's very much like you are, Doug, in the fact that he doesn't want to take a break. He doesn't want someone to tell him to go retire. He wants to keep active and keep busy and keep doing things.
Keep him rolling. Best thing in the world for your brain and for your body. I've started a really rigorous gym routine, back to the gym every night. And it really is the first three or four times, because I don't have time for it over the summertime on the farm. But I'm the first three or four engagements over there, man. Woo! Shoulders, legs, thighs. Man, you wake up the next morning and, hello, is that still there? But it's a good way to keep yourself, on top of the physicality anyway that's important. Here's a way for you to keep yourself on top using a product that came to my attention from Purity Products. This is a very intelligent company. They're all about nutritional solutions, and they've developed Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a combination of krill oil and fish oil. There is no longer a discussion or debate as to whether you take fish oil or krill oil. You take them both in this small little capsule that is aimed at helping people maintain their cardiological performance. That is good for your heart, good for your brain, good for your joints, good for energy, all of these things. And in order to prove their point to you, the folks at Purity have given me a number to use for you, 800-355-1493. Do yourself a favor. Call that number right now and line yourself up with a free bottle of this fabulous product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, can be yours free first time around. Pay a couple of bucks for shipping and get your bottle. 800-355-1493. It works. That's all you need to know. But if you don't want to take my word for it, call that number, 800-355-1493, and get a free bottle. You'll see for yourself how well it works. Support your body. Your health is all important as you age. 800-355-1493. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Contemplating technology is our job here. Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is going to go through what Siri can do. Maybe this is the new and improved Siri, right,
mm-hmm.
Victoria? Yes?
Yep, it will be.
And GM has a new app for cars coming up. It's the premier research competition for high school students and after 1,800 student projects. Two projects came out on top. So here's some more information on the big winners of this year's Siemens competition in math, science, and technology.
Four students were big winners at this year's Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. Andrew Como of Bethesda, Maryland, took home $100,000 in the individual category for his work on developing a coded system that protects online auctions from threats such as cheating and fraud.
The research part was challenging but rewarding, and this weekend has been so much fun hanging out with all the other young scientists.
Jillian Parker, Aruba Ahmed, and Jaichen Lee of Dix Hills, New York will share their $100,000 grand prize in the teen category for their project, which identified a protein that was not previously known to play a role in cell division, but could potentially play a role in a number of diseases, including Alzheimer's disease.
We all make up for our strengths and weaknesses, and it's just our personalities just mesh very well, and I think that's one of the things that helped us get so far.
CEO of the Siemens Foundation, David Etzweiler.
These young men and women are not just future leaders, they're leaders today.
For more, go to Siemens-Foundation.org.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
All right, so let's get to it, Victoria. What's the story with Siri these days?
Well, Apple confirmed that it's buying Shazam, which is the music recognition service. So when you walk into a restaurant or a bar and you hear a song play and you say, hey, I really like that song, and you use the Shazam app, it will tell you the name of the song. You can start a playlist and all kinds of things. So they've bought that technology, and they're going to incorporate that into Siri. Currently, you can ask Siri what a song is, but it will not link to Shazam yet. So this is going to be a big thing for Apple. They're very excited about it. They haven't disclosed the terms of the deal. It's rumored to be about worth $400 million, something like that, which actually is sort of low for Shazam because earlier this year they evaluated themselves at, I think, $1.5 billion. So that's probably not great. But Apple likes buying these properties. They spent $3 billion in 2014 to start their music streaming service, and then they bought Beats Electronics, which all those headphones, Beats by Dre. So this is something that Tim Cook says that they are going to continue to do this and buying up these other properties. And so this will help them compete with other types of Google Home, Amazon, things like that. All of those other home services already have a streaming service built in, so now Apple will have Shazam to be built into theirs. And this is all these new home systems are going to be coming out in 2018, so they're all kind of ramping up as much bells and whistles as they can to lure in people to when they're making decisions on, you know, which service they want to go with. So it's good for competition.
Good. All right. General Motors cars have a new app. What are we going to be using this for?
Well, starting even this morning in some models, there's a new app from GM. So if you have a 2017 or 2018 model Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac, you may notice that your home screen in your car has a few new little buttons on it, and it's called Marketplace. What this allows you to do is order Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, TGI Fridays, Wingstop, which is chicken wings, ExxonMobil, Priceline. You can book a table through various things like delivery.com, IHOP, you can order food to go. All these kinds of things are all right through this mainframe in their computer now. They said that they wanted to make this part of the commute easier for people in the morning, and so this does kind of cut down on time spent, but it's, on the other hand, it's also a lot more stuff to look at while you're driving, so you have to be very careful. It can be very distracting when you're trying to order Dunkin' Donuts as you're driving.
Right. Speaking of distracting, I was looking at an overview of email stories, how people use it for a shorter conversation, and the advice from this person who helped develop some of the software is don't use email as a replacement for a conversation. I think we said that about texting, too, didn't we? A lot of different programs around that people use in place of having a conversation, have the conversation, okay? Don't just try to slough it off by sending an email or a text, because that doesn't usually get to the bottom of whatever problem is you're trying to deal with.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.